All right, good morning, everyone. No, no, dude, really. Good morning.
Good morning.
Really, that's it? This is like summer. It's summer vacation, right? You guys, are this like boring summer vacation? Like, good morning. You're sleeping?
No, but I didn't get sleeping. I'm tired.
How old are you guys? It's like, I should be sleeping now.
I'm turning eight.
Eight?
I'm turning
How much sleep
eight.
Do you need when you're eight?
Five.
Five?
I'm
five what? Minutes? Hours?
I'm
days?
Five.
Oh, you're five. Oh.
I'm five.
I'm five.
I'm five. I am? Let me ask you guys something. How many of you guys know what chores are? Washing dishes and cleaning up. Taking care of the cat. Taking care of your baby brother. Making your bed. Sweeping the floors. Mopping the floors. Washing the bathroom. How many of you guys do all that? What is wrong with parents? We have slave labor up here. Only two or three of you guys sit there and do chores?
No, I do.
Do you?
Me too.
Okay, so do you get paid for those chores?
Yes.
Yes?
Yeah. No.
No?
No.
Yes. Yes.
Whose kid is this? Okay, here's the deal. I work as an agent on the side. If you guys will see me out here at the lobby when church is over, I can get you less chores, more money, and I can get you a performance bonus. Okay? And I only take 20%. All right? You guys see me after the lobby. Okay? All right. Anyways, I'm going to talk to you about chores today. I'm going to talk to you about two brothers, Dale and Freddie. Now, Dale and Freddie, they're like best buds. They were only about a year apart, close brothers. They had this little annoying sister, too, that they just kind of chucked off most of the time. But they all had chores to do. Every day, their parents assigned them chores. Can you believe that? They had to work all week long. And you know how much they got paid for working? Close, it was a dime. Slave labor, I'm telling you. A dime for every chore that they did, which amounted to like a dollar a week. A dollar a week. Now that is a lot of money. No?
Yes.
Close, 60s. That was a lot of money. But the thing is, see, they didn't have any agents back then. And so if they didn't do a job, they got docked a dime. And so like Dale, by the time the end of the week rolled around, he wasn't very good at doing chores. By the time he was all done at the end of the week, he might have had 20 cents. He got docked like 80 cents because he didn't do his chores. Freddie, on the other hand, oh, he was really good. He got his dollar every day because he was that good. Matter of fact, he was the older brother, so he was the more responsible one. All right? So he got the more responsible duties. And one of those responsible duties was taking care of the trash. Now, Freddie and Dale's family lived out in the country, so it was okay. Unlike probably here, because we probably light a forest fire, but we could burn our trash there. Okay, so every so often, that's funny. Okay. Every so often, Freddie had to go burn the trash. Well, now like Dale, Dale's like a pyromaniac. Do you know what a pyromaniac is?
No.
What's a pyromaniac?
Someone who loves fire.
Oh, loves fire. I mean, give Dale a box of matches and he'd be content all day long. He'd be doing that all day long, just lighting matches, having a good time. He'd do this. Well, you know what he did? He always asked Freddie, can I burn the trash? Come, can I burn the trash? Can I burn the trash? Can I burn the trash? And Freddie, being the responsible one, would always go, I know what you want to do with fire. Oh, I didn't really mention. No, you want to burn something down. And so Freddie was always the responsible one. Never let Dale burn the matches or sit there and light the trash on fire. One day, Mom and Dad were gone. Babysitter was home. Freddy had to go out and burn trash. Guess who followed Freddy out to the burn barrel? Come on, it's your turn. Guess who followed him out to the burn barrel?
Brother?
His brother! Excellent! You paid attention. Good.
I was trying to think.
Dale. Yes. So we all got that. Everybody can say, Dale.
Dale.
Oh, good. Good. We got that. And who's this responsible one?
Dale.
Work with me here, people. I can't be your agent if you're going to act like this. Who's the responsible one? Freddy! Okay, good, we're here, okay. So we're going out to the trash, and Freddy's out there. And Dale's going, murky, 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 murky. And what's Freddy saying?
No.
No! I'm the responsible one. Oh, please, 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 please. Let me burn it, please, burn it. What's Freddy saying?
No.
Oh, please, 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 please. I promise, I'll just drop it right in. I'll just drop it right in the barrel. I won't do anything, I'll just drop it right in the barrel. And Freddy said,
no.
Okay. Probably the worst thing Freddy ever said in his life is okay. Dale got a hold of that match. Lights the fire, 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 more fire. Starts burning trash. Did he give the matches back to Freddy?
No.
What did Dale do? He lit another match. Where'd that match go?
Somewhere else
besides a trash barrel. Does this grass burn?
No.
Yes, it's almost as dry as it was here.
No.
It's starting to burn in the grass.
Yeah.
It did! It started burning around the trash barrel. I was like, oh, this is so cool. Wow. Oh, it was on the ground, that's right. And guess what? Dale tried to put it out. The fire started getting bigger. And Freddy's thinking, this probably isn't such a good idea.
No.
And Dale's thinking, more fire, more fire.
No.
Yes! Pretty soon,
no. There
was a helicopter flying around. Yeah, it was a fire helicopter. Because by now, the burn barrel had turned into about a half-acre fire. Yes.
Did it melt?
I don't know about the burn barrel, but all the grass started burning. And Freddy started thinking it wasn't such a good idea. And then, it did. And then the babysitter comes out and she's like, what the? What are you guys doing out here?
Nothing.
And he's like, and Frey says, Dale did it. And Dale goes, he gave me the matches. And so they were both trying to blame each other. Meanwhile, the whole backyard is burning. The whole backyard is burning. It's like a half an acre of fire. Fire trucks come in, and they're trying to put the fire out. Freddy's out there being responsible one with the hose. Okay. Freddy's being responsible with the hose. He's trying to put the fire out, but it's not doing any good. Bottom line is, the fire helicopter dropped water on the fire, and the fire trucks eventually put the fire out. How do you think they explain that to Mom and Dad? Oh, look, we decided to make the grass black.
No,
you think they got in trouble when Mom and Dad got home?
Yes.
You think it's a good idea to always listen to what Mom and Dad says?
Yeah.
Did Freddy do that?
No.
He did twice, but it only took once. Once, and Dale got a hold of the... He got a hold of that match, and that was it. Well, guess what? Freddy wasn't Freddy. Freddy was me. Freddy was me, and I gave my brother Dale the match. And we lit the backyard on fire. Or he did. Not me. He lit the match on fire. And he burned it. Not me. So.
You lit the backyard on fire.
Yeah, not me. My brother did.
The lesson is
always listen to what your parents tell you, because it'll keep you from getting in trouble. And be responsible with your chores. Right? Make sure you always do a good job with your chores. All right, everybody got that? All right, now I hear it's $5 day today, so make sure all these adults out here are giving you $5 bills when you go and collect the money. All right? Thank you very much.